Hello, and welcome to Detox to Rehab's True Stories of Addiction podcast series. Today's guest is Melissa. She shares her story of recovery.
I was like the self-proclaimed black sheep of the family. You know, I have an older sister who everything came very natural to her. Like, it was a struggle. I remember feeling just misunderstood, just really trying to find my place in life and not really being able to connect with anybody, not being able to find my way very easily. You know, when I got introduced to drugs and alcohol, it was through my older sister. I was super excited about it. I was that kid that, because I couldn't be like her, I just was completely opposite of her. And I learned how to manipulate and control and throw fits and to get my way, because I just felt like materialistic things were easier to obtain than these like deep connections with people or feelings or, you know, and really all it was is I was searching for like security and love. And you know, when I got introduced to drugs and alcohol, it wasn't like this first like arrived spot, you know, it was more of just seemed to come really easily. You know, I didn't have to try. I didn't have to really put on a front. Like, I just didn't care. You know, I was able to kind of relax and take a minute to just kind of be me and not have to worry about, you know, does this look right or does this whatever, you know? And I sought that. I sought that experience of that ease and comfort, you know? And it was fun for a long time until it wasn't, you know? And consequences, you know, I got in some legal trouble and those consequences, you know, came up quick and I was able to comply to them until they went away. And an event happened in my life that struck me deeply and it changed my understanding of life and it changed a lot of things. And it was a moment where I just wanted the world to pause for a minute so I could try to figure out what was really going on. And I had no coping skills. I just reacted to life. I didn't have, you know, a thought process. I didn't have any of that. It just was this like impending doom feeling, you know, and I just wanted the world to stop for a minute. And I found opiates. It gave me that moment of stillness, that moment to breathe, that the moment where the world just fell up to the wayside and I was able to just kind of pretend like reality wasn't reality, you know, and opiates took me to some really deep and dark places and values and people and life just kind of became second, you know, and the drug was the most important thing to me. And you know, I meet a man and I think this is going to be it for me, you know, and I end up getting pregnant and I'm still heavily involved in opiates and I always wanted to be a mom, you know, ever since I was little, I just wanted to be a mom and that dream was coming true, but like the inner turmoil of like, this is happening and it's not this fantasy is like, it just collided, you know, and my world crumbled and I just didn't know like how I was gonna do this. And there's nothing that hurts more than like knowing what you need to do, but not knowing how to do it. Because I searched for reality to not be reality in this fake opioid world, being pregnant really didn't seem so realistic. And it was just crazy. You know, I was 89 pounds when I found out I was pregnant. I didn't even think that it was possible for me to conceive. And so it was just like, I didn't know what to do. That's just the truth of the matter. I didn't know what to do. And I was so in the grips of an addiction that I don't even think I really wanted to stop, if I'm being honest, you know. But reality was reality, and I was pregnant. And you know, I went to a treatment facility. My parents searched night and day to find somewhere that would take me. And I ended up going to a place in Iowa for 3 months. And I remember getting there and it being like, what is this? You know what I mean? And I'm in the middle of nowhere and they're like, well, we're so glad you're here. And I'm just like, reality starting to sink in. And once again, that not being able to cope with life and having those consequences in my face were It became surreal that, like, what I had gotten myself into, you know? And I stayed there for 3 months and I completed treatment, and I felt hope, you know? I felt like, okay, I'm gonna be a mom and this is gonna be great. I'm gonna have my kid and life is gonna be what I thought it would be when I was little, you know? And I came home and life was still the same, you know? And I just didn't know. Like, I had run away from myself so much and never was able to, like, grow up. I just was like, what is this? You know, like, life was just so foreign to me, sober. And that obsession kicked back in. You know, I'm 9 months pregnant, and I had this firm resolution that I wasn't gonna do this again while I was pregnant, and I was gonna have this baby sober, and I just did not know how to stop that obsession. And the day I had her, you know, I knew that the consequences were waiting on the other side, and I wasn't ready, you know, but, like, it was happening. And I met this beautiful baby, and that's when it became real. Like, you just had a baby, you know, and you're a drug addict, and this isn't gonna go well. You know, this isn't the fairy tale, get married, have a baby, live life like a normal person. This isn't what it is, and the consequences came. You know, and thank God for that, because that treatment center, because it gave me hope that when these consequences came, it was like, okay, I know where recovery is, and I know it's obtainable, but how do I do that here in the place that I grew up, in the place that I got high, the place that I ran the streets, you know, how do I do that? The day that my daughter's dad drove away with her in the car, and I couldn't manipulate or control or fight the system or any of that, and I had to own it, was the day that I stepped back into recovery. And since that day, it's not been easy. The first year of my sobriety, I just wanted my baby back. I just wanted, you know, my life back. You know, I kept saying, I just want my life back. And it's like, what life was there to get back, you know? And I got connected with some people and did this recovery deal and took the suggestions and was able to get my daughter back and was able to, you know, straighten out things that I had held on to for so long that I thought were the reasons why I got high, you know, and I was able to let those go. And recovery's given me, you know, not the house, not the car, not any of those things that I thought that if I just had that, I would be okay. It's given me this, like, security within myself, this freedom to be me, you know, truly be me, something that I seeked my whole entire life for. And I have that today. By being in recovery, I have a purpose. You know, I always was looking for a purpose or what am I good for, you know? And today I know that that's very much in the recovery world. And my life is beautiful. If someone would tell me, Melissa, June 3rd, you're gonna have 5 years of continuous sobriety, I wouldn't believe you, you know? I wouldn't, because I was so hopeless. And today is like, it's a miracle. It's so great. It feels so good to experience life how I thought I always wanted to, and I never thought it would come from being a drug addict. You know what I mean? It doesn't seem real. It doesn't make sense to a lot of people. But there's hope, and there's a life after drugs and alcohol. You know, and I just didn't ever think that that could be something I could obtain. And so recovery's blessed my life. I'm so glad for places that help you and give you the tools. So that you can better your situation and reconnect with people and have meaningful relationships and be that dream that you thought of when you were little, you know? I get to be that mom that's, you know, goes to graduation, is like, yeah, that's my baby, you know? Instead of sitting in a dope house wishing I was a mom, you know? Because that would have been my reality if it wasn't for recovery. And it's gonna be one of the hardest things you're called to do. To finally admit, like, my life is a mess and my life feels like it's not worth living anymore. And if you just put one foot in front of the other, connect just for a second, like you have that moment of despair and it might not seem like it, but one day when you're on the other side, you get to be that beacon of light for someone else. And so if you are suffering and you feel like you just can't go on anymore, just try this, you know, just try it. What do you have to lose? I thought my life was over and I've gained a whole new life. It's truly a gift.
Thank you for listening. Please join us next week as we share more true stories of addiction.